have a famous pasuk. Perek Yudches, pasuk Yud Gimel. Tomim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha. So the person should be Tomim. Uncle says Shulim. Should be whole, complete, Tmimus. And it's very unclear what that phrase is. What does it mean to be Tomim? There's a one hand you think sometimes, you know, the Dalabonim, the Tam, you know, often translate the simple one, less sophisticated. What is the Torah trying to, this is a mitzvah in the Torah. We'll see, the Ramban says, the Rambam forgot to mention this as one of the 613 mitzvahs, right? We know the Rambam has 613 mitzvahs, and the Ramban says, no, but you missed this one, this one, and this one. And those mitzvahs that you counted, they shouldn't have been counted, some of them. Like the Rambam missed Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban gets them on that one. And then you missed Birkas HaTorah. Gets them on that one. Another one he gets them on, Miss Tomim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha. So what is this mandate? How do I be whole with God? I'd be whole, I'd be wholesome, complete with God. What does that mean? So, let's learn the sugya of Tomim Tiyeh Meshem Elokecha, what it means. So Rashi says, Tomim Tiyeh Meshem Elokecha, Hisalech imo betmimus, utetzapelo. In other words, you should always walk with God, always anticipating HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life, ulo tachkor achar ha'asidos el kol ma she'yobo eilecha kabel betmimus v'az tia imo ulechalko. Whereas the way Rashi explains the pasuk is like this: tomim tia kama. If you're tomim, if you're always thinking about God, then you'll be with Hashem Elokecha. So Rashi says you should always anticipate God's help. Always thinking towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help you out. Always thinking, Tomim Tiyeh, always walking very simplistic. You're with God, you're always thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you, and that's what you care about. As opposed to somebody who's too much of a chacham. He thinks he'll figure it out all in himself. So what does he do? He tries to figure out what's going to be the future. He goes to somebody who could try to tell him what his future is. Says Rashi, lo tachkor achar asidus. He shouldn't go to somebody to try to find out what's my future. That's not tomim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. Tomim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha, you act what you do now, what you have to do. You think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention in your life. Betmimus, without the sophistication, meaning there's somebody who's trying to be too sophisticated is going to try to find out from the sorcerers or from whatever what's going to try to be in the future. No, that is not Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. And Rashi's, you know, based on the Sifrei, on page 3, Tomim Tiyeh Meshem Elokecha, Kisha'ata Tam, Chalkacha Im Hashem Elokecha. It means, Pashup Shat, it's one phrase. One should be Tomim with God. Rashi's learning based on the Sifrei, or Moshe Spiro pointed this out, that Tomim Tiyeh is Kama. Tomim Tiyeh, if you're going to be Tomim, then your chelik will be with Hashem. If you, in other words, if you're too calculative, too trying to figure out the future, and you know, instead of just doing what you're supposed to be doing, of course you have to think about the future, but try to figure out what's going to happen in the future. No, Who knows what the future is going to bring? We don't know. We do what we're supposed to do. And we know and we hope and we pray and we believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu will make sure that the future is okay. But if you're trying to figure, asking someone, you're going to somebody to ask, what's my future going to be? That means you don't have total faith in God. Because you want to know because you're not sure what's going to happen. And you don't have total faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're going to someone to ask him, you know, what is the future going to be? But somebody is with Hashem Elokecha, he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of him. You know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who cares about you so much, is the one who's taking care of you, so you don't go to inquire what the future is going to be. Tamim tiye im Hashem Elokecha. Now, the only question is that the pasuk says right after this, on page 32, "Novi mibkivucha beachecha amoni yakimucha shemukecha elav tishmon." In other words, don't go to the sorcerers, but go to a novi. But I don't understand. If there's a concept of tomim tiyem Hashem elokecha, I'm supposed to just do what I'm supposed to do in simplicity, meaning not trying to figure out what's going to happen in the future. I'm acting between Mr. Hashem, and if I don't go to the Kosmim, so then why do I go to a Navi? Isn't a Navi also, and the next pasuk says, but a Navi you can listen to, but why should I listen to a Navi either? Isn't that also a lack of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha? Look in the Netziv on page 4, he discusses this question. כגוי מאלה, לפי דברינו במשמוס, תום אם תהיה לילך בטח בתום, עם כושר מייזו תמימוס, שנחקור מן הנובי האסידוס. How is that תמימוס, if you're going to ask the אסידוס from the נובי? אבי יש לדעת אבגב דבליחס עודם בלומו של עצמו, יש לי עוד תום עם השם, ולא לחקור אסידוס, כמר בלום כנוח של יעקב, מקום מוקם בזמן מוחמה, ואין עץ הברורה, ואין סכונס נפושס, יש לחקור ולדעת, וזה התאמו של שאול המלך הצד שאול באוב. He says that when it comes to regular life, then you should just act the way you're supposed to act. Don't try to, but if it's a question of sakonis nefashos, and you might have a way of finding out the future, and that can help for sakonis nefashos, so that's docha everything, and that's how the Netziv understands it. Okay, you can read it. He goes into further, but that's his basic idea. Now, there is a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding this issue. The Rambam is found in Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Says the Rambam, Halacha Yudalit, Osir Lishol Bal Ov O Bal Yidoni. Shenema Lo Yimso B'chol Mavir Lishol Ov Yidoni. You're not allowed to go to these sorcerers. M'chashev Ischayev Skila. So in Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam writes, U'dvorim ha'elu kulam divrei sheker v'chozav hein. Vehem shit hitu behem ovde kachavim hakadmonim grei rotsos kadeshi in hagu achareim. Vein roi li Yisrael shehem chachamim mukamim li moshech v'havolim elu v'lo lalos aleiv sheyesh to elis behem. So the Rambam says a tremendous thing here. He says all the sorcery and all the ov and yidoni and all these different things are all sheker. Meaning they don't have, they claim they have a way of telling the future, and they have powers and connections with the stars, it's all sheker. And then the Rambam says at the end, the last three lines in Halacha Tezayin, u'bibnei zeh omra Torah, k'shehizar kol eilu avolim, Tomim tiye im Hashem Elokecha. So the pshat is, and Moshe Shapiro from the library helped me to formulate, the way he formulated pshat in the Rambam, is that the Rambam's saying, don't follow these things that are foolish. Don't be foolish, because these are foolish sources. And don't do something foolish. Don't do something foolish. Don't engage yourself in something that's foolish. Because these things really have no validity. It's not pshat that they have validity and we're saying, still stay away from them. They have no validity. They're sheker v'chazav. He says, look further in Halakha Tev Zayin. The line begins, Kol ha-mamin b'dvar ma'eilu v'kayotze b'hem u'machashev b'livu shein emes v'dvar chochma aval ha-tor ha-sada eina ela min ha-sichlin. Whereas anyone who thinks that these things, there's really something to it, yet the Torah still wants to answer, that's, right? That's stupidity. U'machashev ha-das u'b'chal ha-noshim v'ktanim shein daitem shleim. He says that's the way people who are not so intelligent think. That there really something to these things than just the Torah. No, it's Sheker V'chazif. So this in its own self is a Musar Haskel. That, look, like Rav Shechter says, everyone has a Mishagas. You know, that's human nature. Like Rav Shechter said, the fool is the one who collects everyone's Mishagas and he has them all. Everyone, but in other words, we should try to be misgaber, not to do things that are foolish. In other words, tomim tiye mashem lokecha, the way Moshe Shapiro explained, is tomim tiye besichlecha, that you should have a wholesome thought process, that you shouldn't engage in things that are foolish. Here, Moshe Shapiro pointed out that Rav Shechter's in the Nefesh HaRav thought that certain things they do in karate, and bowing down to each other, is some form of this foolishness as well. Okay. That's the Rambam sheet. You can take a look afterwards. However, the Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban is in several places. Here, the Ramban is mitzvah ches. That means this is the list of the Ramban, where these are the mitzvahs that the Rambam neglected. So Pasha Pshat, the Mefarshim explained, why did the Rambam neglect this mitzvah of Tamim Tiyah? So the Megillas Esther says, on the right side, I didn't put an arrow there, but he says, because since the Rambam lists all these things, don't go to Ma'onin, don't go to Machashev, don't, and he lists all those, Tamim Tiyah is just like a summary pasuk. In other words, so the Rambam already included all these things. Don't go to the Ma'onin, go down to the Machashev, don't go to the Ov, don't go to the Yidoni, but be wholesome with God. So he already included that by the fact that he, in other words, so Tamim Tiyah is not a new thing, it's already included in those lab. But the Ramban says no, it should be included as a separate mitzvah essay of Tamim Tiyah. Now, if you look in the Ramban al Torah on page 8, he disagrees with the Rambam. And he's of the opinion, not true, there is something to Kishuv. Kishuv is not just a foolish thing. There is something that's totally valid and totally effective of telling you certain information that you could get via these things. And yet, in other words, what the Rambam says, if you say this, you're foolish, the Ramban says. He says, and then the Ramban says here, Rabim yischatsu b'nechoshim lo mash ein behem emes klal. He says, there are many people who say that all these nechoshim have no emes. Who said that? The Rambam. Ki mi yagi la'orev la'ogur ma'iyah. Who tells the birds and the... V'anachnu lo'nucha la'achish t'varim his parshin la'eni ro'em. Rambam say, gam kin yodu behem. K'mo she'amru v'ayin shmos. However, Kuvar Hadan, the next paragraph. Kieshlo Mazolos, Sarim, Yanhigosam, Veinachem Fashos, Chadure, Hagalim, Vesari, Zon of Atoli, Akrom, Artem, Nikroim, Nigide, Atoli, Yodio Asidus. There are these things in nature that you can be able to hook into them and find the future. But says the Ramban in the arrow on the left side, she ain't called divrei memes. In other words, the accuracy, there is accuracy, but it's not 100, it's not foolproof. So therefore, don't go there, because it's not foolproof. Aval nevua, todia chefetz Hashem, but nevua is foolproof. So according to the Rambam, Tomim Tiyah just means that you shouldn't engage in something that's foolish. According to the Ramban, it's not the case. So how does the Ramban explain Tomim Tiyah? The Ramban, so let's look back now on page 7. Mitzvah Ches. Shenitztavinu uyos levavenu tomim imo yisalav ushenemar tomim tiyah meshem lokecha v'inyan ha'atzava azos shenitniyachin levavenu elav levado yisbarach. We should realize that the only power in the world is God. He's the only power. Now, if we happen to hear something from the Ova, the Yodoni, it could be it's true. But we should realize that it's God who's doing this. But Tomim Tiyah Hashem Lekecha is the belief that it's only Hashem that has any control over anything. And that's what it means, you're complete with God. Because you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only force. And that's the concept of Emuna Bashem. Where as the Rambam learns, Tomim Tiyah means don't engage yourself in stupidity. The Ramban says it's not stupidity. It's not might not be foolproof, but it's not stupidity. Tomim Tiyah just means but whatever's gonna happen and whatever you told, the predictions, it's all Yad Hashem. It's all Yad Hashem. Now, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, a very important Gemara on page 10. In Kuvnun Vav Amin Aleph. And this is the famous sugya of Yesh Mazel Yisrael or Ein Mazel Yisrael. Yesh Mazel Yisrael means that Klal Yisrael is controlled by Mazalos. Meaning, say, if you were born in a certain Mazel, in a certain constellation in Shamayim, that will fix the way you will be. And nothing is going to change it. That's Yesh Mazal Yisrael. The other opinion says, Ein Mazal Yisrael. No. For Goyim, maybe, perhaps, they're tachas the mazel. But Klal Yisrael is a mazel Yisrael. So take a look in the Gemara. Itmar, Rav Chanina Omer, mazel machkim. In other words, the mazel that you were born under will determine how smart you are. Mazel mashir. The mazel that you were born under will determine how rich you are. V'yesh mazel Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is also bound by those mazalos, which were created by God, of course. Everyone agrees to that. Whereas the simple pshat in this Gemara is with the Ramban, that there are kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world. The only question is Klal Yisrael susceptible? So the first person, Yesh Mazel Yisrael, means that Klal Yisrael is bound by those mazalos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says Ein Mazel Yisrael, meaning there's no such thing as that you're fixed into something. Now this is very problematic, the opinion that Yesh Mazel Yisrael. And that's because Yesh Mazel Yisrael means that, like, at first glance, it means I was born into something and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm under that mazel. Ein Mazel Yisrael means that Klal Yisrael is not determined anything by mazel, and then whatever your tefillahs, your zchusim, that's going to determine it. But what's going to be difficult for us to understand is what's the sheet of Yesh Mazel Yisrael. So that means my maisim don't count, my tefillahs don't count. If you hold a mazel Yisrael, then I understand the mazel has no effect on me. The constellation that I was born under has no effect. But if you hold Yesh Mazel Yisrael, it's very problematic. How do we understand that? And the Gemara continues and says, "The Amar of Yehuda Marav Minaisha Ein Mazel Yisrael." What's a raya that Ein Mazel Yisrael from the pasuk Vayotzei Yisrael Achutza? Amar Ram Levnei Kolish Baruch Ribon Shalom Ben Beisi Yorishosi. Amar Lo Lavki Im Asher Yetzei Mecha. Amar Lo Skalti Mistak Nishalov Eni Roy Laholi. Avram said to Kolish Baruch, "I see in the stars that the way my mazel came out, I can't have children." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Tzei mistagnim shulcha she'ein mazel Yisrael." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Avraham Avinu that it doesn't matter what the stars were and what was indicative based on the stars, Klal Yisrael is not susceptible to mazel. It's nothing to do with mazel, and therefore even though Alpi, the way it was born, Alpi Teva, you shouldn't have kids, but for you, you're not susceptible to mazel, and maybe you will have kids, which he ultimately did. Tosfos asks, "Ein mazel Yisrael, v'hadom marava b'shili moed cotton, bonei chayim zoni la b'zchus talia milsa, el b'mazel talia milsa." But what about the Gemara that says that having children and having, years of life and food, parnasa, is all tolo in mazel? So how can you have an opinion that says Ein Mazel Yisrael? Mikol Mokom Yidei Zchus Godel Mishtana. Aval Pomim Shein Mazel Mishtana. So let's see. So we have to clarify this. What these sheetahs. The Pashup Shat is Ein Mazel Yisrael means that sheetah we can understand very well of Ein Mazel Yisrael. Because we're not, it's all going to be totally on our deeds and our actions and our tefillahs. But Yesh Mazel Yisrael is difficult. Oh. So there are a couple of points here. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Pinchas says the following. Inu de lo yadli raza da. Now the Hebrew translation. Elu shelo yodim sod ze omim banei chayim zonei. Bonim Chayim and Mizonos, Labas Chusu Talia, Elba Mazel Talia. Hachazinan, Labram, the Chazab of Mazel, but we see that Avram Avinu, Tosis Kasha, that in his Mazel he wasn't supposed to give birth, and he did. He wasn't supposed to have children, he did. Yotzi Achutza. So says the Zohar. First learned that. Begins with Bon Chayim, two lines above the second arrow. Of a Basar this Yahev or Raisel Yisrael Apik Lo Michiyuv the Kachava Mazli. He says that this question about that maybe whether Klal Yisrael, whether there's Mazel or not, that's only before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, if you're Dovuk to Torah, then Mazel will have no shlita on you. Torah, the line that begins the Dalfina. And that's pshat in Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu is the forebearer of Klal Yisrael, and he has the letter Hey in his name. What's the significance of Hey? The Iyu Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that the name hey, the word hey, the letter hey, in Avraham Avinu, the Chamisha Chumashay Torah means his descendants are going to be, accept the Torah, and therefore Avraham Avinu, even who was before that, since he's leading up to that, is dovuk to Torah, and therefore that's why he is not bound by Mazel. Because anyone who's involved in Torah, their fate can change. Even if you want to say that there's mazalos and this, like the Ramban, that these things do have kochos to them, but somebody who links himself up to Torah, then he's not limited to any fixed fate of mazalos. That's what the Zohar says. That's a very important yisod, so that we should realize that whatever we're learning, that whatever, Ezra Shem, our well-being, that the Torah is the strongest thing that we have. That we can be zochet to different things. We're dovek with Torah, and Torah means lima Torah and chesed, all the things that Torah represents. Then we're not bound by any predestined fate. There's a famous Tshuva Sarashba on page 13. Because he asks the same question. The Gemara in Moed Katan says that bonai chayim zonei, that having children, having life, and having parnasa is not toloi in schus, it's toloi in mazel. So that means that there's nothing I can do to change it. But they asked the Rashba, the Torah is against that, because the Torah always says, im shamo tishmu, then you'll get all the good things. So don't you see that it's not totally mazel means that nothing can change. It's fixed. Tefillah can't change. Meisim Tovim can't change. So how could you have how could you say that? How can there be a sheet in the Gemara that says that Yesh Mazel Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is stuck in, even Jews are stuck into a faith? But isn't that against all of Chumash? So we saw the Zohar says that someone's Dovah for Torah, he's on a different plateau, and that's why Avram was on a different plateau, because he had the Oz Hey, which is the Chamisha Chumshay Torah, which is the... But the Rashba says another Yisod, and it's a very important thing in our lives. Besides Torah, Tshuva, Hadavar Hazeh Nechukhu Bo Chachm Yisrael, Bekamam Komas V'Talmud, and Yesh Mazel Yisrael, and Ein Mazel. And he says, Nirali Ki Lo Nechukhu Al Mikra HaYichidim, Lo Masha Yasig As HaTzibur. In words, in terms of the opinion of mazel, that affects you as an individual. But the community, Klal Yisrael as a community, is not totally in mazel. And all those psukim, in Shamo Tishmu, means if the community is proper, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring good things. But so he makes a chilek between the yachid and the tzibur. This is the famous Tshuvas Harashba. And then there's a famous here Tshuva from the Rabbi Yehuda ben Harash, who says that a lot of the things in life, a lot of the reasons why we have galus is we don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty. Now Tshuva Hashem ki yukerev yirapenu. He says, "Ki aonshim sha'anu nanoshim kol yom agolos hamschazek aleinu shuba kavanu gedolah ena bar b'derek mikra lechiva also atolus ki im niftach v'Hashem isprach v'chol maseinu hu yishana lanu atol demiral atov." He says another way of being able to change destiny and fate is the mere belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why people think everything is natural, the way the politics go and this, but if you really believe in Hashem, then in other words, you're going to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's not going to be any mazel that's going to affect you. So we have three things here. We have the Torah. Someone's dovuk in the Torah is not susceptible. Someone's dovuk in emuna, and for the tzibur also, they're not affected by any predetermined mazalos. And that's what the Agra Dekala says. The Pasuk Tomim Tiye Im Hashem Elokecha, on page 16, he writes, "Vayadati ki Haboris Baruch Manig Olamo V'Bei Shemus." We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world with two shemas. The Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Elohim. So we always know that Shem Hashem is the Midas HaRachamim and Elohim is the Midas HaDin. But there's another pshat. Ta'inu HaNhogat, that Tivis B'Seder HaTeva Marachas HaShemayim Koy Shemayim Kislayim called Yidei Shem Elohim. In other words, Gematria Teva. Right, this is famous in all the Svarim. It says that Elohim represents Teva. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put certain science in the world. Certain laws of science and certain laws of constellations in the world. And that's Teva. That's Elohim. HaElohim. And then there's the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change that, and that's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's the pshat in the pasuk, and we say in Aleinu, Yadata Yom Hashivosa Elavavecha Ki Hashem Hu Elohim. What does Hashem Elohim mean? It means nature is HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlling that nature. Elohim is nature, it's Teva. Hashem Hu Elohim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the nature. It's not something that's totally independent. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu may not want to intervene, but if he wants to, he can. So that's what it means, Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha, that you should realize that the Elokecha in the world, the Teva, is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu actively behind it and deciding whether to intervene or not to intervene, but always with his control. And that's what it means, Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha, meaning the belief, like the Ramban says, that the Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha means you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one in control. So even though you think there's Teva, that's Elokecha, but it's Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is controlling that Elokecha. So the Rambam holds that Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha just means don't be stupid. Rambam says, no, it's not a stupidity. These things are real. It might not be 100%, but they're real. But still believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. And a lot of times we forget the basics. You know, a lot of times people learn and they forget about Emunah B'Hashem. They forget that it really, when a shidduch happens, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind it. There are different shluchim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's different things happen in your life when you end up to get a job in this place and not in that place. And so all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it looks like Teva. Yeah, I applied for the job and this is the way it happened. Da da da. That's Elohim. But it's Hashem Elokecha. You have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind that. It's not you. And you have Emunah. So that's going to take you out of any shaila of mazel or ein mazel. Like the Rabbi Yehuda ben Harosh says. And the Zohar says, Yedovak b'Torah, that also takes you out. So being part of the klal, Chus HaTzibur takes you out. And because a lot of times people, you know, think if I do this gula, then that's going to save me. And we have to realize that none of these things, the schoolers are not what's important. It's the basic emunah, like the Ramban says, the basic emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world and controls the world and controls your fate. If you ended up getting something or doing something or achieving something, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that siyata d'shmaya. It's not you. Yeah, it was you. You tried for it, but without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing could ever happen. And again, that doesn't mean we should just sit home and just sleep and do nothing. We have to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the bracha or will not give us the bracha. But it's up to Him, and that's what it means. Even though it looks like Teva, it looks like everything is happening by nature. I took the accounting test, I did this, then I got the job here. No, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did you get the job here and not here? Why did this and not that? Why this shidduch didn't work out and this shidduch did work out? Why this and that? It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrating. It's not the Teva. And everything is ultimately controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a sefer all about Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha by Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel, where he discusses different things, a certain thing that bothered him and bothered certain gedolim was now this is a very touchy issue, but the overindulgence of people going to a mekubalim and thinking that that's going to tell them their future and tell them their and he quotes a story here. You can take a look here about a certain person went to a mekubal. He was about to get engaged, and the mekubal looked at the name and the two names, and he said the two names didn't match, and they wanted to break off the marriage, and then they went to the stipler, and then he said that's ridiculous. That's not tamim tiyem Hashem lokecha. Tamim tiyem Hashem lokecha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a mitzvah to get married, and everything works out al pi what it looks like. So you don't have to worry that maybe there's that because of the names that there's that's not what we should be doing. If there's a problem of midos and this and that, so of course that's something to be concerned about. But to say that there's something that we have to be looking on beyond what the Torah tells us about, it could be a problem of tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. And lastly, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Lokecha is pointed out by the son, by the son of the Hafla, that the Gemara in Megillah, that Chavtes, says, Shmamina, on the last line there, Hayman de Yahir Balmumu. Anyone who's a Balgaiva is a Balmum. That's why the Pasuk says that all the big mountains wanted that the Torah should be given on it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're all Bali Mumim in comparison to Har Sinai. Because Har Sinai is the Anav, is the and you're all Bali Mumim. And the son of the Hafla writes, that's another Tran Tamim Tiyah. And you shouldn't be a Balmum. Meaning, to be a complete person, you have to be a humble person. Because Tamim means, what does it mean, something para aduma tamima sharing by mum means it's whole without any mum. Someone's a balgaiva balmumu. Ramu chazal kol hamizgaya eina nivu yochol ador in kei shetia tamim b'li gaiva as tiyeh imi Hashem alokecha. So another idea. So basically, Rambam said the pshat is that the Torah is given as a blueprint to our lives. And we're not supposed to look at, as Rashi says, we're not supposed to look in the future. We're not supposed to find out the future. We should do what we're supposed to do. Of course, it doesn't mean you shouldn't think about what your future is going to be. And, if you need to study something to get a job for the future, that doesn't mean that. But to know, I want to know, go to somebody who's going to tell me exactly what's going to happen in the rest of my life, that's not Tamim Tiyem Hashem Lokecha. Because you have to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of your rest of your life, and that's not your asik. That's not your asik. What's going to happen? Where are you going to be 20 years from now? Where are you going to be 40 years from now? That's not your asik. Shouldn't be your concern. Tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. Says the Rambam, it means don't get involved in stupid things, because the Rambam Shita is the Kishuf has no power. Rambam says it does, but still believe that it's only Kadosh Baruch Hu that's controlling everything. And the Zohar says, even though there's a machlokes, yesh mazel, ain mazel, but if someone's dovek b'Torah, he's not affected by the mazel. Or the Rashba says, someone, the tzibur is not affected by the mazel. It's totally biyad Hashem. And as the Yehuda ben Arush says, somebody has amunah b'Hashem. You see, as the way the Sfarim writes, or Mechol of the Tlachav writes, amunah is loshen vayhi omein es hadasa. Mordechai was Magadol as Hadassah. So a person wants to bring Shefa from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Emun itself is brings Shefa. We shouldn't think if you do this school or this is, we get so sometimes too involved in these schoolers, which are not part of Yadus really. They're not part of Yadus. You drink this or you drink that, or you don't drink this or you do drink that. No, the school is following the Torah, doing chesed, learning Torah, and to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately, even though it looks like Teva, Elohim, Ha Elohim, Gematria, as the Bnei Yisoskar says in the Agra Dekala, that's Teva, but it's Hashem Elokecha. Tamim Tiyem, it's Hashem who's controlling the Elokecha. And that's the basic yisod in life, and that's how you have to live life. realizing that you do your best, but when a person's already not honest, then he's saying that he doesn't believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu can help him out. That's why he has to do something that's not al pi Torah. If you do something al pi Torah, tamim tiyem Hashem lokecha, that will bring the ultimate bracha for everybody.